Amen.
Amen.
So
are you confessing what you have possessed? Do you confess what you possess?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's
bow as we pray.
Our
Father and our God, we bless you for this great grace you have given us. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. To know you, to receive you, to work with you. The grace you have given to me to be your people. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Glory be to your name, Lord. Now we are before you. For the first Sunday service in the month of July, Lord, encounter every soul with your word. Lord, bless you with your word. Lord, destroy every forces and power of darkness over every lie. You've communicated with us about faith. Let the spirit of living and strong faith possess every life. And by that we become blessed. For in Jesus' name, our Lord. Everybody say it louder, amen. And the topic of the message we're discussing this morning, exemplification of faith. Exemplification of faith. I can say exemplifying faith. Can you tell someone beside you that the topic now is the simplification of faith? Tell someone beside you. I believe everyone has said something and you've heard everything we have said. Now it is well with you. Gospel according to Luke chapter 8. Verse 22 or through 25. Now it came to pass on the certain day they went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came up a down of storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him. They awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water and the sea, and the hour was at hand. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him. Hallelujah. And in the place I've read your hearing, Jesus was inside the sheep with his disciples. And the reason why it was so was that he had done revival, taught them, gave seminars where he was the other time. He told the disciples that they should go to the other side of the river. That they should go to the other side of the river. He saw someone in need of deliverance. It was in the spirit he saw the man. And that was why Jesus said, let's go to the other side of the river, especially the other place. And while going on the boat, Jesus slept off, he had stood before multitude for numbers of hours. He has fatigued his body while preaching to them. He had to sleep. And our wind came up. The wind began to pour water into the ship. And the wind was very great. The disciples did everything possible. The wind does not cease. They try everything possible. The wind was still blowing. Now the ship was about wrecking. And the king, the Lord of Lords, was there asleep in that same ship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And
after this, the disciples got up. They went to wake Jesus. Master, they are perished. You see fear in this statement. They come to rescue us that we are perishing. How Jesus got up. He rebuked the wind, he rebuked the storm, and even the tornado. And the air was calm. Now Jesus said this. And then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" Ask somebody beside you that, "Where is your faith?" Can you see what Jesus was thinking and what it amounts to? Where is your faith? Why we are journeying together? Now wind came up. Now you are crying. You now said we are doomed, God save us. You said you have believed me. And now where is that faith? That means Jesus was telling them. That very thing that rose up, the wind challenges you. You said you've gotten Jesus. Show me that faith. Show me your Jesus. Hallelujah. And now Jesus telling them, this is what the wind is saying to you. Now you question them, where is your faith? You need to have exemplified it. That very thing you said you received. This is a point in time to make use of it. Another thing say, let there be contest. That was why Jesus said, where is your faith? It seems as if what the disciples have gotten, they have no power to put into practice. Jesus never saw his expectation on them. Where is your faith? It is not that God save us, come and rebuke the wind for us. They don't need to see that. Jesus expects them to rebuke the wind by themselves. That they rebuke the wind. In the name of the Lord. That is in the boat of their life. And I am discussing with you here. Exemplification of faith. Can the youth sister say that?
Oh yes, sir.
Everybody say it loud and clear. I'm going to disseminate in three
subheadings.
Point number one for the consideration. Analysis of faith exemplification. What do we mean by faith exemplification? I'm going to try as much to give you the proper analysis of the context. Point number two. Challenges against faith exemplification. Challenges against faith exemplification. Point number three. Price for exemplifying faith and its exhibition. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Now I'm checking on point number one. Analysis of faith exemplification. I believe, and I'm very sure of it, that every one of you here now understand what faith means and what it goes about.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Verse
25,
Luke 8:25.
He says unto them,
where is your faith?
I'm
discussing the question of faith. Faith. It is the word of God you had. Listen. Or the one you read, or the one revealed to you that you understood, you had it, or you read it, or you are shown, now you understood, you receive into your heart.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you need danilodju ninu e,
I have assurance in each. When they say exemplifying it, you know, that is faith, you've had it, and then you receive it, because you are sure of it. I believe you are following the words. Now you understand. By the time you put it into practice, that means you have exemplified your faith. That means saying you are told, the word of God you are, the word of God you read, the word of God you see. I wouldn't want one darling to come around, and I wouldn't want your attention to be diverted. I want your attention to be fully focused here. I am discussing the terminology of faith to you and exemplifying it. The word you heard, the word of God you read, the word of God shown to you, that you understood, and now you receive it to your heart. How is your belief? God is expecting you to put into action. That means everything you've had and you've received, you must be able to activate in your world. You must be able to confess it. I shall not die. Evil shall not befall me. That he will keep charge of his angels to keep me in all my ways. You had it and then you succumb to him. My body is a temple of God, and my heart the room of God. How dare I use for fornication? I have no other man that I can date. Anyone Jesus choose for me, because my body is a temple of God, I will not use for fornication. I will not use for seductive dressing. I will not bleach my body. You know, it is what you are that you activate it. How is it?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about a simplification of
food.
In your dressing, it is your faith that will tell us the kind of dressing appearance. You say, I will never put on open dresses. I will never put on a faith that will make fall the faith of another man. Because it is what you've read and you've received. You've heard about strange apparel. You've heard about strange clothing. You've told about when you truly believe, you will put into action. Strange clothes is not a good idea. A man putting on rags called crazy jeans and a laughs. They call it crazy jeans. You're a child of God. How dare can you put on something crazy? How can you put on crazy wears?
You don't need to put on crazy.
Your crazy means insanity, madness.
You
don't need to put on crazy wears. That is what it really
means.
The child of an insane man should not be put on by a child of God. They call it crazy gene.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Your faith. To exemplify it, you wouldn't put on crazy
Joe.
You will not bab crazy Joe. You will not bab any kind of immoral
yesterday.
When you put your faith into action, you will not pierce your hair. The faith you have when you put into action, you will not be a lady that put on trousers all around the street. You will not be putting on your undies as a public wear. I'm discussing exemplification of faith. The word of God has told you, a man shall not put on what belongs to a lady, and a woman shall not put on what belongs to a man. Anyone that does that engages in abomination before the Lord. That's what the Bible said. You know the devil. We twist the word of God. When they say a man should not put anything that belongs to a man, woman. I don't put on the cloth of my wife. And then she go and buy trousers and say, I don't put on the trousers of my husband. That's not what the Bible is saying. Anywhere that is of a man, a woman was not wear. Any cloth that belongs to a woman, a man was not put it on. It is what you have. And then you receive. Surely you must put into practice. When you hear the word of God and you put into your heart, God is expecting you to put into practice everything you've had into action. That is called the step of faith. Listen to what I'm telling you. Everybody say action. In action, word is there. Dressing is there. Your character is there. Action entails everything. Everything you do in a whole, they are under action. Do you understand what I'm saying now? And then it says, activate your faith. The word of God you had, you must put into your words, into your walking, into your dressing. You must put into your clothing. The way you eat, the sort of food you eat, everything you do. Hallelujah. Exemplification of faith. That is what I'm discussing about.
Amen.
Amen.
The
word of God you heard and you
received,
when you take no step on it, it will be the same. It's just like a gun. Is a gun. Bullet have been there. If you don't cock the gun, will it shoot itself? Tell me. It is only when you cock the gun that it shoots. The same thing are alive as well. The word of God is already in us. The cocking is for you to put into action. Not only your word. You're going to put your action in your dressing. In your character to the other man. When you hear a word and receive it and you don't activate it, it is useless. The essence of faith is for you to put into action. That was why Jesus said, where is your faith? You follow me, you hear my word. Where is your faith? That means, where is your faith?
Oh my God. And it's about Bambi Koki, hallelujah.
If your attention is here, shout hallelujah. If truly you believe, shout hallelujah. Fine. How can they know what is in you? What you've had and received? How can people know? You have to put into practice. How can the devil understand? How can the enemies know? You have to put into practice when you hear and see. If you don't put into practice, it is meaningless. It is until you put into practice. When Jesus said, where is your faith? It means God wants us to put into practice everything we have received. You don't hide your faith. Say, don't hide your faith. Again, admission into university, travel out of the country to other places. That other thing you've had, you must not dispose it, and you must not hide it. Listen, some others have disposed their faith, and some eat it. It's like you endanger yourself. It's like you endanger yourself. Of those that failed to exemplify their faith, we can see in their prayer, they say, ha, God, please help me do this thing. God, save us. And God, you're just looking at us. God will keep on looking at you. What is your faith? Look up here. If you believe, our faith is that God dwells in us, yes or no? Our hands are not what? And not as alone again and mouth. That's why you must not lay curses. Because it is your faith. That is why you must not speak anything gutty. Because it is your faith. My mouth is the mouth of God. Everything I say, hallelujah. When any problem rises up, you this problem be swallowed by ground. Because your faith is there, you are not alone while speaking. It is God speaking. When you say, ha, can God answer prayers now? Say, ah, now God is looking at you. You are just like the disciples in that
instance.
Jesus said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? That means everything you receive. God wants you to put into practice your attitude, your character, your words, your workings, your dressing, everything. What you receive? Or don't you receive anything? Something funny is this. What some people claim to receive is not what they put into practice. And those are the people Jesus called hypocrites. When you say you belong to God and you are acting like you belong to the devil, you youth,
And you mommy and your daddy,
you mothers, fathers, listen.
Exemplification
of faith. That is why there is no difference between believers and non-believers. Believers fail to put their faith into action. I'm checking on point number two. Challenges against faith exemplification. When they were somewhere and Jesus preached, and now at the time Jesus said, let's depart to this location and we'll go over to the other side of the lake. Shout hallelujah. And they went. They are believers already. And the faith is where? Where is their faith? Tell me. That faith dwells in them. Now they are
joining.
Now wind came up. Wind came up. From verse 22 to 24, wind came on, and now the Lord is already sleeping. He is at rest. Nothing can hurt him. The sea cannot take him away. He slept. But the disciples, the wind came up and they were troubled.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord save us. We are perishing. Now Jesus said, where is your faith? I want you to listen carefully to what the Lord is saying this morning. That wind that got up to them,
it
demands their faith, that they show it. You claim you believe, show me what you believe on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Teachers teaches their students. And while teaching, they can't understand their level of assimilation at the point of teaching. But at the very time of exam, an intelligent child will show up himself what he had been taught, that he had, that he received, that he understood. At the exam time, what shall he do? Tell me loud and clear. Exam is to assess the child of what you have taught him. The same thing, that confrontation you are experiencing. Let your attention be here. Challenges. Challenges. That problem that got up against you, challenging you to show it your faith. Everything you've had that you've received, listen carefully. All the words they are telling you now, we never know the believer now. It is when challenges came up. When challenges rise, we'll be able to know. Now we activate the faith he has. That's the essence of faith, of challenges. And there are challenges in diverse ways. Hallelujah. There are challenges that will say, sing, do this. What is your faith to show? Do this. And then we say, that's what the world does. The world have concubine, you also you have. What shall you see? What do you receive? But that is what the world does. He's not a pastor. He called himself a pastor. He had marriage with about 4 women at the same time.
Was a marriage.
His brain is malfunctioning so much. That's not marriage again. That's nonsense. You can't engage with 2 women, let alone 4. Marriage is for a man and a woman.
A
man and a woman. He called himself a pastor, but he did marriage with four wives, four women rather. He is not a believer at all. He had failed.
He
is zero man.
I'm
discussing with you. It was a challenge.
You
also put on
trousers.
You see those people on trousers? You look at them. It's not because of our pastors and our this and that. And then she's smart with the trouser. You say, I will have put it on as well. And then we say, go and give it a trial. Go give it a trial. That's a challenge at your door. What you have been taught, you get to school, maybe University of Ekiti, or maybe of Abuja, or maybe of Lagos, or maybe of Benin, or that of Edo, or that of
Porakos.
These places I'm talking is more grievous than Ibadan. And when you get there, it seems as if you are the only one
odd.
Others are having green hair.
Yellow
hair,
red hair,
eyelashes very long, this way, long nails. The one that put on skirt just like ordinary on this. And then you see,
he
said, What is wrong with you? That's a challenge at your door. Show what you have received. Show me what you've got in. That's a challenge. Show me the very thing you've got in. What is a challenge? It is only problem that we think challenge is man. Even simple temptation is a challenge and a
fault.
When sin rises and sees, you claim to be a child of God. Anyone that is born of God does not think. Now commit
to
it. And then it stands with you. Grip your flesh. When it grips the body of Joseph, you say, you have to commit me. You have to commit me. Where is your faith? Where? Let's ask you that, where is your feet? You are hungry. And now you have no money on you. And you are privileged to steal another man's money. No one is there to check on you. Now the Spirit stands on you and says, steal that money. When you steal it, you speak for Jesus. I say, steal the money. You have to fast for 3 days. Steal it. That's a challenge of you. Show me the very thing you've got. You said you're going to die with Jesus. You said if it is to die, you will die with Jesus. Show me what you have got in. Show me. Challenges. When you don't put into practice your faith, you have gotten nothing. My brother, I believe you can hear me. If you cannot put into practice what you have received, if you can't put into practice what you have received, when you fail to put into practice what you have received, you have gotten nothing at all. That's why Jesus said to his disciples. The reason why the record of his word was made, he doesn't want us to do like them. When sin confronts you, maybe your lecturer telling you that you doing this, if you don't come to my office, I'm going to fail you. And all your other colleagues know how they manipulate things. And then he's threatening you.
Why
you do that as a challenge in you? Show your faith.
Oh,
you are crying. That's not a usual of faith. You are crying. I am not doing that. If you want to fail me, do that.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You're going to
fail
me.
If the Lord does not fail
me,
we've seen a lady that showed photo of faith like that. She had no one and told, the lecturer told her, She said she's never going to engage in the morality for marriage. I will not defile myself. The body I've given to the Lord, how can I put for fornication? Until the day I'm only matrimonized. And that is it. Even when I say I'm going to be for the Lord alone, if I'm going to marry just one husband and I will never engage in the morality of my life, that's a final decision. Now the lecturer said, if you're going to feel you, she said, of my hood, I will never succumb. Before the exam, that lecturer did a mistake and he was expelled. That is faith. She believes she will never do that. That the last thing you feel me, if God does not feel me, there's nothing you can do. Feel me. To feel me more better than I lose my glory. To feel me more better than I defile myself, feel me. That is a speech. Show me your faith. Show me your faith. Your mobile phone is faulty. Or maybe lost. And then you wear somewhere, you see many mobile phones there. And no one is there to keep charge. And the spirit coming over you. Shield one. Take it. Take it. Challenging you. Challenging you. Everything you are hearing in church, that is what you are going to amplify it. That is what you are going to know. That I. The hand that the Lord has used to it, I will steal another man's phone. If I wouldn't use mobile phone again, that's all. I will never steal another man's phone. You exemplify your faith in that manner. Expectation of faith. Are this dispensation? You that you ride on bike, you that you ride on tricycle. As your head is shining that much, some women get closer to you. It's you're going through the Papa route. Seems you are living at Papa area. Is your network glow MTN? She wants to have your contact. How are you going to do? And she's very beautiful and pretty. Is it not good that we are in your house? Is it not good that we come to your house? How are you going to do? You say flee fornication. You had it and you have received it. That is the way the place they are going to use it. Getting closer to you on bike. And then you convey her on bike, she went closer to you. Even she put her hand on your laps. How are you going to do? And then you keep on going. You can't take away the hand. You say, madam, take away your hands. You say, why are you that frustrating? You say, I'm frustrating. Don't you know you put your hand on the dead man? I am dead to sin. She will be shivering. That you put your hands on death to sin. I'm alive unto God. Alive unto God. Fire will electrify you. And now you are now smiling. Now you see it as promo. Look up here. You have received nothing. That is the war front. The bullet and the gun you are being given, that's why you cock and shoot it. You give her the number you are contacting as well.
Hello.
Say hello. Every night and midnight.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Ojaba. Ojaba la ro la
gbe. Me ojaba. It him.
Eh, you are free.
You are filled already.
Huh? Bebe, oh ma.
You don't know.
Lefi igbagbo re.
You don't show what you have received.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You don't show your faith. That's all. You have made the person to fall. I'm discussing with you. Challenges. Besides sin, stealing, fornication, immorality. How about internet fraud? I met a particular guy. He said, sir, his father and mother were killed by poverty. That he had been suffering since he was been young. That he couldn't finish primary education. That his parents died because of harsh poverty. That his brother is now in Kutono. That he's still struggling there. That he learned words, no one to help him. And that was why Yahoo came in. That she engages in it. And that was what makes him a Yahoo boy. You know. It is not a probable excuse before God. He is not the first person that will suffer in life. God can make suffering as a ladder for a man to be wise, to be experienced, for a man to be mighty, for a man to have long life, and to make him great in life. There is no great man you can find that has never suffered before. When suffering is, the suffering is telling you, show me your faith. How you show suffering your faith? Maybe sickness. Your body might be malfunctioning. Listen, these are the things I'm telling you. I'm a man talking to you as well. These are the things we use. Faith. When something walks on your head just of a little, and then the thing walks on your head, you say, ha.
Mama Sayo.
Something from my head like this, walking and walking and walking. Police, please call fire. Call nurse. And he claims to be a believer. Something he can just act as if he never exists.
And
the thing comes, and then you take your hand, you take it up, and by the hand of fire, I remove you out of my head.
Daddy.
See, Father, I was going the spider web and just rounding him. You also caught the spider web away, teaching you. When the thing is coiling over you, you will not use ordinary hand. That the broom of fire. When they enchant you, you can deliver yourself. By the broom of fire, I cut it off. On my head, I cut it off. My waist is open. That thing challenging you needs your faith. I believe in the son I'm saying. You are listening to this word now. Receive it into your heart. I'm telling you what we request. Those are the things that we request. When strong problems rise up, when challenges rise up, it's demanded that thing on you. The wind that came up, it demands the faith. What they need to do is that you wind, you're stupid. In the name of the Lord, be still. Because they have received the word into their heart, and then they say it, be still without doubt in them.
The Lord will have applauded them. Now they say they are perished. They are perished. God save us. They are perished. Exemplification of faith. You know. It is at the war front we know who is a mighty man. A mighty man is not recognized in his own. In the war. The very harsh condition. That is when we identify a strong man. Stand upright. Hallelujah. When the spirit comes and says he is dead, it is your hour to use your faith, telling you that he is dead. And then he said, the one that swallowed death in victory dwells in me. You had it. Then you respond him. Jesus has swallowed up death in victory dwells in my life. Something telling you, popping into your mind, that you will die. And then you say, you have problem. I send death to you. You reply, and why cry? Then you are coming to church. You have no faith at all. Your faith is nothing. You don't need to cry. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be telling another man. You'll be responding to the thing. That spirit telling you that you will die. You will respond that it is you, this spirit, that will die. As it is saying that, you'll be responding it. You respond it in the spirit as well. You will be the one to die. I of my own, my life, I shall not die but to thee. You, this demon, the demon of problem popping into my mind.
Yes.
What is
it?
Don't allow problem to stick to your mouth. Speaking in your heart, it is a thought. Now you will confess with your own mouth that you, this problem, you will be the one to die, not me. And that's what the word of the Lord has said. What you've had that you received, now you put into your mouth. You will walk according to what you've had and received. It is how you put on your clothes. But when you go contrary to the word of God, that is hypocrisy. Therefore, everything that faces you, the children are not in normal condition, the wife are not in normal condition, it demands your what?
Mama
said it is demanding. It demands your faith. I'm taking on the last point. The last point. Listen.
Pastor.
I've seen someone that said, Pastor, it is only a man that has never found it before that says he is mighty. I believe as you see me. It was one situation that made circumstances come like this. That is not
true.
If you believe, your faith cannot be hidden. That problem coming against you does not amount to what happens to some other people. And then they quench it by the fire of faith. Some people experience burning in their body and don't tell any man, and then it happens to you, now you are crying. The person has no medicine, has no mouth. It is by yourself you are saying you are burning, that you are having burning in your body. Now the fire becomes exploding. Say, where is this burning coming from? The water. That's roots and fruits and trees. That is your faith.
Oh my God.
Alone on you. Where is your faith? You show your faith whenever problem arises, but the problem of sin, problem of the devil, any kind of problem. Maybe challenges. Maybe temptation. Maybe trials. And that is where you're going to do your faith. The words of your mouth. In the words of your mouth. Can't you see?
David.
David. When he got before Goliath, he made Goliath the lion and the bear he had killed. I will give your flesh to the carcasses of the fowl of the hair. Of Goliath's stature, about six David can be found in a stature. When we join six Davids together, even they cannot amount to Goliath. Just one hand of Goliath. And David does not consider the stature. It was what he had heard and received. And God of hosts is in him. You cannot conquer God with me. You have come to me with spears, with gifts, but in the name of the Lord of hosts, the captain of the host of heaven, greater than the chief of army staff of America. I will give your flesh to the earth, to the bed of the head. That was what he had received. Why are you shivering? Your feet, your coughing. Other people are saying, ah, mama, that cough. That cough often kills. That kind of cough drains blood.
When you are coughing,
and then you become scared at the world. Is it God that speaks that you will die, or ordinary human being? It was not even cough that killed some people, it was ordinary fear. Listen, I'm checking on point 3 because of time. Price of exemplifying faith and its price of exemplifying faith in its exhibition. What have I said?
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord will back it up in your life as I'm saying it. To put into action the faith of the Spirit, it will cost you this thing. Number one, it will make you have assurance in the word of the Lord. That's why you must always calm down. Assurance of what you have received. Assurance of what you have had and received. Let me tell you. For the people of the world, the devil is mighty. But for believers, the devil amounts to nothing. Is your attention here? You look at those that go into occultism and all kind of evil practices. They are the one that is very good for the devil to fight. They are the one very fine to fight in. They will misdeed and die totally. But when you don't have assurance in the law, it was an evil man, a demonic man that is very easy to fight. You will poison him with the blood of Jesus and cast out of him. Because it's a dry grass. A mother, this and that, she's very terrible. It is the Lord that is mighty and terrible. The Lord is mighty at battle.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm discussing assurance with you. Is your attention here? There are some people of the same goods lying on the same stores. One is a child of God, the other one does not belong to God. And the one that belongs to the world, he could see that the child of God is having good sales. Now she went to do charm. That a child of God should be thinking, and who's. And now they made the charm by feces. That she should go and place feces at the shop of the woman. And when they place feces there, nothing. It is the word of her mouth that the demon behind her thing was. You just be looking at her. It is the word on her mouth. At midnight, put feces there at her shop. And in the morning, the God of God came in. So this is feces. Who has put and done this year? So thank you very much. This is the time I'll be getting more things. Patronage will be coming on season. And the woman that did that began to cry. Because she has wasted her money, wasted her money, wasted her time. The woman never uttered the thing expected. If you are the one, by yourself, you'll be saying it all. Feces. This means a trade. This is lack of sales. At a place that the woman will be smiling as they go. Keep on seeing it, smiling. It is by your confession. Who told you this? As housewives surround this business, my customers will patronize me. Now she look for water that he has left her. She doesn't fight anyone. He just buy the other woman that she left the place. Who can contest against God? The reason why they contest against you, you have no faith. You are only coming to the church. You don't put into active what you have been hearing. If you want to put word into action, you need to have assurance. Have assurance. Sister, what have I said? Assurance. The substance of the things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Number two, it cost you obedience. That's what the word of the Lord has said. If you are not obedient, you have to be obedient. If you are not obedient, if you are unable to do that. Number three, it costs you clear conscience. We shall mount up to the hill of the Lord, or we shall stand up in this holy place with a have of holy hands and a clear mind. Never do anything that would defy your conscience. Paul said he exercised himself in it. Number four, it costs you boldness. What have I said? Charm. You can put something down. Somebody might pass over it and become lame. That doesn't say you become lame. It is for her own because she has never, that's why she was lame. You cut out the thing away and put it off. The grasses are withered and the heart dry. Not just ordinary water, that's what you have received. Because the Spirit of the Lord has blew them away. You are walking with God in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Portable God.
A portable God in you. That is the Holy Spirit. That is something mobile. Let somebody stretch his charm. That's why I want your own faith. No weapon formed against me that shall prosper. You are in need of boldness. In need of true confession. What have I said? You have to confess what you have you believe. Hallelujah. The devil, you are much to nothing. You are a plant that has been taken out of fire. Somebody went into witchcraft, familiar spirit, whatever. It's like trailer jams or kada. That is it. You confess and say it. A ordinary wood cannot make a happen. The Lord said to the devil, you are a wood taken out of fire. How much more witches? Witches are not even up to flax or wood. It is not for all men, for me, for you. The one who troubling your life is the one who of fire. Hallelujah. Even the greatest master, the devil, is the wood taken out of fire. Your confession must be strong. Do not cast away your boldness. When you come to the throne of grace, come with confession. Hebrew chapter
4,
verse 11.
Now,
we have an high priest who has gone to the heaven, Jesus, verse 14. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our profession. Listen carefully. There's a Father in the Lord. He said at a particular year, she went to pay visit to one of our church members at Oji. And when he got there, by the time he's to leave, they said, Oluwawo, whatever his house, and it was not meet any man. And it's about to come out. And then the woman said, Daddy, don't go. So he's going. You wait. And all the roads were cleared off. And now he's going. Truly they saw a Coptic priest coming. And now he's going towards them. As he's going, that they confront themselves. That he's chanting in confession. And he knew what he was calling. Chanting the confession of insanity. That truly is there. His head was swelling. Boldness. Faith. Confession. I went to him. Going towards him. Truly is like it is coming out of his head. I'm a child of God, is a child of the devil. As they go towards him, he bowed down for him. The chief priest bowed down, and all the elders around. He said that when a priest come against each other, the one will bow for the other. He prayed for him, and he went on his way. That is faith. Boldness. True confession. He didn't put down his head and say, ha, he's doomed. Confronted him and went. That is God. I swallowed God in me. The devil will flee from God, not God from the devil. Price. If you don't have good conscience again, takes you the steps of faith. If you want to put your faith into practice, you will not be looking about you. You wouldn't look at the countenance of problem. You wouldn't look at the fierceness of problem. God knows. When you can have this prize, when you activate your faith, it will make your salvation to be perfected. It will make your salvation to be full. Now putting faith into practice will result into sanctification. The holiness life you're talking about, it is when faith is exemplified that sanctification comes. Godliness, holiness, righteous life. It is when you activate faith that these things are produced. Hallelujah. Who told you there is no one to marry you?
Oh my God.
Lord of you. There's a sister at a particular time. She has not believed, she bleached everything like that. But when she converted, her skin is as dark as this pouch. The devil does it. And our relative said, can this one have anyone to marry her? No one to approach her again. They said there is the money count on her body. See us. There is hand on our body. When you don't believe, it is not that you believe. There is no hand on you. The Lord will operate something in your life. She had her husband very easy. A ready made man. Married him. A virgin man. Not spare part. He doesn't marry to Kumbo.
New.
A new man.
A new man.
I married her. Put your hands together for Jesus. That is the result. It brings victory. It brings deliverance. Physically, it brings blessing. It brings upliftment. Don't confess evil things with your mouth again. Let your character correspond with faith. Your attitude, your decision correspond with faith. You parents at your home, go and amend every necessary thing. Get up on your feet. Rise up. Because of our time. Rise up on your feet.
You are worthy, O Lord. You receive God. The miracle of God. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God, a miracle of God. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord.
Lift up your hands, Lord. When you call upon the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, render your assistance for my life. I want to exemplify my faith as well.
I want to put my faith into practice.
I want to put my faith into act.
I want to
put my faith into act. Lord, Holy Spirit, trigger yourself in my life. Bring up in my life, Pastor. Out and pray. Lord, spring up yourself in my life. Lord, spring up yourself in my life. Trigger yourself in my life. Trigger yourself in my life.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa
Jesus name our Lord.
Ina igbagbo ti o farasin
fire of faith that is not hidden.
Lord,
make it burn my life.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa.
Jesus' name, our Lord.
See, I mean, you need to admit that to die. Oh, yeah.
Everybody say that he meant three times. Lord, glory be to your name.
Because
the life of this listener, potential listeners, will all remain the same. Lord, glory be to your name. Go and put that faith into action. What you're going to do, go and exemplify the faith. Your faith will please God. Your faith will please God. Fire of faith keep burning in your life. It will never be off again. In Jesus' name, my Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.